IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time now to discuss the world of acting, the world of drama. Let's chat about it on the Afternoon Overdrive. Have any of you ever considered taking this path in life, the world of acting, the world of drama? Well, to talk to us about it, we welcome the director from Drama Dynamics, Melissa Carrera. Melissa, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
No, wonderful to have you on board, Melissa, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us about, wow, so many aspects Drama Dynamics offers regarding acting classes, lessons, and public speaking. Looking at your website at the moment. But before we get into that, Melissa, just a short introduction and how you got into this line of work, Melissa.
Okay, so I think I started off, Drama Dynamics is now 15 years this year. Mm-hmm. The school started in 2009. So preceding that, I started with a career in acting myself. I studied at AFTA at the school and in Joburg, mm-hmm. and finished my degree, struggled a little bit through getting a few roles here and there when I finally decided, you know what, let's open a school that can accommodate for students, you know, that also want to go into this line of work. So okay. That's what I did way back then. And now it's developed into, an acting school that does, like you said, the drama classes, private lessons, public speaking. We also do modeling. And we then, about 4 or 5 years ago, we opened our agency division. So okay. we've got students and pupils that generally come from the school that also want to further into going into TV work and commercials. So they then join the agency as well. So that's basically it in a nutshell.
Okay, no, great. So when did you discover that you had this these drama leanings? I'm assuming now you sensed this at school. And how did you manage to get past that? Given the conservative approach, I've had this conversation with guests before that you know always one's got to go for these academic like lines of work. So how did you get it right to pursue your path in drama and acting and to arrive where you are now?
Do you mean as a business?
Well, as a business, yes, that you finally ended up running it as a business and achieved this path in acting.
Okay, so I think because it started out as a passion, I think that's the most important thing. I didn't just start a business in, selling light bulbs. I came from a place of loving acting and loving the theatre and loving performance. So right. Having that natural need to want to stay in that industry and figuring out my place in it is what sort of pushed me towards saying, okay, if I'm not finding it going this route, let's start with classes. And I started at the Barnyard Theatres.
Okay.
Yes, in 2009, I was there for many years. The one in Pretoria, the one in Boksburg at that stage, it's not Empress Palace, and the one in Rivonia. And I taught their classes. And I think what pushed me through was you've got to keep doing other stuff as well. So while I was doing that, I was working on doing extra workshops and doing extra things like offering parties. We did drama parties. We did offering dance parties, all these little things to make sure that it could push through into the sort of the big school that it is today. If that had failed, mm-hmm. if I saw at some point, okay, these classes are not growing, there's not enough interest, it's not working, I might be in corporate today.
Oh dear, don't say that word because we are in the creative field. So yes, I was once there, but thank goodness I've managed also to detach and pursue such a course as I've done, as I'm doing now, talking to people
yes.
like you. But now let's yes. look at group acting classes, Melissa. Let's start with that. What is that all about?
Okay, so our group acting classes we offer for, mainly we've got schools that host our classes and we've got several venues. So kids that are obviously at those specific schools get to do it as an extramural and kids that don't have it at their schools come to our venues. These classes run throughout the year, mm-hmm. and that's in October. It's now around the corner. We've got our big showcases. We used to have one. We've got now so many students. We have four showcases running in October each Saturday,
okay.
so that we can accommodate everybody. So the difference between us and other schools is, well, I'm not saying all other schools, but in general is, we don't focus on a big production, a glamorous event where your child is part of a big ensemble and it's lights, camera, action. We focus very much on the individual. So our showcases, we've got group pieces, which is two or three in a group, and our monologues, which you do on your own. Focusing so that the children, I'm going to keep talking about children, I'll talk about the adults just now, get the opportunity to stand on stage as an individual and deliver speech or their monologue and perform for a massive audience and have build their confidence and build their public speaking. And their, so it's more focused on developing little humans,
okay.
rather than pushing them into acting as a career. That is, okay. it's something that I feel very, very strongly about as Drama Dynamics. We are not, I'm trying to break that stigma that parents often have. They're like, well, especially like the husbands or the dads. They say, oh, no, I don't want my son to become an actor. Well, I'm not allowing my or telling my daughter to go play hockey because I want her necessarily to become a famous hockey player, am I?
Right.
Letting her do hockey so that she can understand team sport and develop her muscles and do exercise and all the great things that come from that. And in the same way, our acting classes are not so that they can become actors necessarily. It is okay. to develop them with all the skills that you acquire from doing our classes.
Okay. Yeah. So, Melissa, okay, so you're talking about the little ones. There's a question I must run by you. Is it too late? Is one too old to get into acting? And having said that, do you conduct such activities from 20-year-olds onwards?
Yes. So we do. We've got group acting classes that mm-hmm. we run like an 8-week course. It's just once a week for an hour. Or you can do an acting workshop, which is 3 hours on a Saturday.
Right.
And then we've also got the individual lessons, which you can schedule as you please. It can go week to week or month to month. So there's all those options to suit. Some adults want to do, you know, super intensive, do the 8-week course, join the agency, go to auditions. Some want to come and just try it out as an individual. And I think what's wonderful about what we've got to offer is we've got one of the best teachers in the country. He's actually got his doctorate in performing arts, is Dr. Peter Venter.
Okay.
And he's come from the Free State. He's now here and he jumped on board with us a couple of years ago. So you're getting it from the best, which is just wonderful.
Okay. And then now we have the individual acting lessons as opposed to the group acting classes. What's the specific focus there?
So there, what's nice there is, as it says, because it's individual, you can say, right, I'm doing these classes because I want to improve my creativity in business through public speaking. Or you can say, I'm just trying out a new skill. And what's mm-hmm. nice there, like I said, you can schedule it once a week, you can schedule it every day or once every month as you choose. So you work together very closely with the teacher to suit your needs. We also then offer it at, we've got 1, 2, 3 venues to choose from if you'd like to do it in person. And a lot of our adults, because they're working, time is of essence, we'd offer online classes as well. Okay. So they do like a video call scenario, which works just as well.
Okay, I take it now something like a monologue would be involved there, specializing in monologues.
Again, yes. It's monologues could be something like they're working on a character piece. So yes, a monologue would be they enacting another character, but many of our adults lean towards focusing on something, let's say at work, they've got to prepare for a speech or a presentation or something like that. So a lot of our adults lean more towards the public speaking. And then the other side, the acting side and the monologues, they would also say, okay, I've got an audition coming up. Help mm-hmm. me prepare for it.
Okay.
So if audition and speaking roles in, you know, movies, films, etc.
Okay. Yeah. And I take it also, Melissa, that could extend also to the broadcasting field, yours truly, for example, and acting for commercials.
Well, absolutely. We do voice training in these individual lessons as well as our group classes. We do the voice training. It's like a division or what do you call it, a segment of what they learn. So when they are curious about that, we can always focus on that, obviously, as well. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And the other divisions that you offer, okay, you've glanced over like public speaking. So what training and what can one look forward to regarding that aspect?
Yeah, in the same sense, it's also according to each individual's needs. We don't have group classes for public speaking. This is purely individual, again, at one of our venues or online. Our public speaking is actually done really well. When was it? A year and a half ago. Yeah, last year, January, we were invited by Parliament to address, Parliament in person in Cape Town about the importance of public speaking and debate. So we've got a full-blown presentation, which we did. They set aside 3 hours for us to, to present and to go almost like a workshop scenario. So it's very thorough. It's very nice to always be aware that there's different public speaking. So when you approach us and we say, right, we're going to we always tailor make it per student,
okay.
If I can put it that way. There's not a same thing, yes.
No, one can imagine. Yeah. One can imagine from an individualistic perspective. You mentioned earlier on, you mentioned an agency. What's going on there?
Okay, so the agency, I say come one, come all, because we're not about auditioning to be part of our agency, and you don't have to pay. It is free to register with us. And let me just tell you, you never, ever join an agency where they expect you to pay. Just a little heads up.
Okay.
So what happens is you join the agency under one of two categories. You can either come as a character. Now, that means if you've got your auntie that's always wanted to be on TV, she can join, because you don't necessarily need acting training if the Wimpy advert wants her to run in, you know, grab a burger and run out.
Okay.
You see.
Right.
So those are characters. You can audition. If you've got the right look, you get cast. Good for you. Then we've got the other category is our actors, which here it's more along the lines of our soapies, our films, short films, where they want actors to audition. And for those, we've got the character, the actors, sorry, that will only get those briefs.
Okay.
So
I'm trying to get through your site as much as, because there's so much you're offering with Drama Dynamics. Now you've got the modeling part of things. So tell us more about that.
Okay, so our modeling is not, we're not a modeling agency.
Okay, I wanted to ask you that. I wanted you to clarify that. Okay.
I haven't quite looked into that just yet. I think we are very much focused on the training side. So it would be photographic modeling, not necessarily so that you could be in a magazine, but photographic modeling for, you know, if you look around all the malls, everybody's taking selfies. So even in one of our workshops, we teach you how to take your best selfie. it's quite nicely structured that we get, and then you get a full portfolio out of that as well. We've got our we call it our fun walk modeling ramp walk course, because we don't want to make it too serious. We don't want to make it too focused on high fashion catwalk models. It's more just about, again, building confidence, understanding posture, and coming across as your best self.
For one's self-esteem and one's confidence in the world of modeling. Wow, it's amazing what you're offering as Drama Dynamics, Melissa. And let's continue with parties and music videos. What's all that about?
Oh my goodness, I'm so proud. Okay, I'll quickly run through the drama parties. It's You've got your props, your costumes. We arrive, we get everyone together. We do fun improv activities. We put on a short little skit. We laugh. It's a whole bunch of fun. The princess parties is we've got a real life princess that dresses up as your favorite princess. And this is for the little ones now, obviously. Okay. And she sings and she teaches them about etiquette. It's quite sweet. We are going to be introducing two more parties, which will be a Barbie party. I've got an actress that looks exactly like Margot.
All right.
And then we've got our dance parties where I've got a professional dancer. And again, it's not a formal thing. We come in, they dress up with props and leotards and whatever, and we do a fun dance, etc. But my favorite, and I think this is my brainchild.
Drum roll, right.
is the music video parties. So what we have done is, I've got many of these. We come in, we meet the group. Wait, hang on, before this, you get to choose your song. So let's say your favorite song is, I don't know. Well, I've got like thousands on here. I can't think of one. So you choose your favorite song. We choose a theme that goes with it. So all the party goers know they must all dress up, let's say, for example, in cowboy attire. Then we all meet at the park, and the song is this. And I've got a professional South African production company that come and shoot. We shoot within 1 hour.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's it. And within a week, we've got a full-blown 2.5 minute, 3 minute music video where the lead, the birthday girl or boy, is lip-syncing, so it looks like it's their actual music video.
Okay, so this sounds like it's very much suited towards, you mentioned the word corporate earlier on. I immediately think of corporate get-togethers or business get-togethers.
Absolutely. Look, I've got most of these. I've got our children's birthday parties, so especially your teens, because they all want to be famous. And then you've
all got, children got, do, yes. That's for another discussion.
I think I created this because I found myself as a child, you know, singing in front of the mirror with my hairbrush. So that's where, you know, it comes
from. Okay, so it's all coming out now. So that's how you got into the world of drama, Melissa. Okay, so let's just, not round off immediately. Let's now conclude by at least looking at your celebrating the success of your students. Tell us more about that.
Wow. You know, it
you've got time.
Wow,
you say, but you've got some time. Look forward to it.
There's so much that has happened over the years. So I'm looking now at my success stories. I have posted on my website maybe an eighth of it. Like, I'm just not getting...
That's fine. You can just tell us a few of your success stories just to show where Drama Dynamics has come, how far it's come until now.
Okay, so a lot of our kids... and I want to say this to your listeners that really want to go all the way and want to go to Broadway and want to go to America and want to go to New York and Los Angeles, is please don't try and fly there and think you're going to audition and come right. The main way to get there is through our South African competitions that go international.
Okay.
Because if you succeed here, firstly, it's telling you you've got something. Okay. So let's say you're in the top handful of people here and you go, right, now as a group, we represent Team South Africa and we're going over to New York. And when you compete in New York, those rooms and halls and theaters where they are adjudicating are filled with scouts from the country and talent agents and producers.
One can imagine,
and casting directors.
Wow.
So They've huddled everybody together for you. So if you can do well here, then you can get there through these competitions. So it's just a little, I just know that we didn't know where to go when we finished studying here, and everybody wants to get onto international TV, and your mom can't think that we must fly to America and try and just don't even know where to start. So anyway, that's it. I have had... One, two, three, I think offhand now. I've had between 7, 8, or 9 of my students that over the past, I'd say 5 years, have been over and they've all received bursaries to the New York Conservatory of Performing Arts. I think it's worth something like $50,000 or something crazy. so that they can go and study there.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think two or three of them, you know, have sort of, most of their parents just want them to first sort of finish school, I think, before they hop on over. So it's big things that some of our kids have achieved. We've got kids that are in South Africa that have landed roles on movies, many on commercials. And you know what?
Fantastic.
It's just such a cool experience for them. It's not about them saying, hey, I'm now an actor and I'm going to be famous, rich and famous.
Right.
It's just to understand how the camera works, how a crew works, how the director directs everyone. And obviously, there's a lovely payout for all these things that they get to take part in. So they got some nice pocket money, which is wonderful. But yeah, we're very proud of our students. There are some individuals that have just really been so successful. But we, like I said, our pride is in the seeing the growth of our children, no matter where they, what they achieve. It's more
Melissa.
About how they grow from the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And when that mom looks at me and says, oh, I can't believe how she performed at the showcase. I mean, I've got six, seven-year-olds, what's grade one, that stand on a stage in front of 150 people and deliver a 1.5-minute monologue. You know,
indeed, Melissa.
Wow.
Boy, but your business has really come a long way in terms of nurturing those aspirant, shall we say, actors and drama seekers. But
yes.
Melissa, in conclusion, following on from what you've just said, I always say to my guests, well, this is your platform. You've come on board the Afternoon Overdrive. Promote your drama dynamics. And in this case, what is the message you'd like to put out there regarding, you know, those who are wanting to pursue drama and acting? And because one of the questions that immediately springs to mind is there a career in acting in this day and age? Over to you, Melissa. How do you want to punt drama and acting in the world we live in today?
So I would say, if you've got it in your heart and you love to perform and you love to act, I would say explore it, look into it, and know that it's not just about being on stage or it's not just about being on TV. Mm. Like you were saying, there's so many other career paths that you can look into.
Yes.
But go for it nonetheless, because even if you don't succeed necessarily in your career as an actor, it is going to only be a benefit to any job or any career that you end up going into, because at all points and for all people at any time in their life, there is going to come a point where you're going to have to address people, you're going to have to be confident,
right,
and speak and deliver your message clearly to the world. So drama is not just about being rich and famous.
Mm-hmm.
It is also just about developing yourself as an individual.
And of course, how it lends itself to other fields of work, because we all need we all need to earn a living. And yes, it can extend to other careers. Melissa, we're going to have to leave it there, but I must thank you sincerely for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive. And we hoped maybe we can expand on this conversation at a later date. But it was really great listening to the world of drama. Melissa, all the best in all your endeavors.
Thanks,
at Drama
Michael.
Dynamics. Melissa Carrera, Director at Drama Dynamics.